Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. Mike Kaycook, Leah Hansen in for Lisa today. As we load up, fuel up, get our flight suit on and our helmet, we're ready to fly. Joining us this morning, and we haven't talked to him in a while, CEO at Windsor International Airport, Mark Galvin. Good morning, Captain Galvin.
Good morning. Good morning, Mike and Leah. How are you? How are you both this morning?
We are good. We are good. Let's talk about some new biz out at the airport. Flair is expanding.
Yeah, there's a very exciting week for us. Returning with their Halifax service three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, which is increase over two last year. And then the new Vancouver, Saturday and Wednesday, twice a week from, you know, June 7th and 10th all the way into October 11th for Halifax and October 28th for Vancouver. So it's a really exciting week for us.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, how has business been at Windsor Airport over the last few months? Are we seeing more people fly?
We are gradually. Obviously, the system is still, recovering, right? It's still going to take some time. There's still pilot shortages and things that have to be dealt with. But, you know, this is we're looking for a great summer. WestJet's coming back as well with three times a week for the first 2 weeks and then every day from June to September to Calgary. So for the first time, you know, to my knowledge, Windsor Airport, you can fly direct coast to coast and then also Calgary and then obviously Toronto on Air Canada and Toronto Island on Porter. So it's going to be a very busy summer and connecting a lot of people to where they want to go.
Yeah, so what were the numbers like, for example, pre-pandemic compared to where they are now?
I'd say we're looking at this year to trend probably to 75-80% of pre-pandemic through the year. Sunwing had a really good year, but we're still not up to capacity in terms of our flights to Toronto, and that's going to take some time. But again, with Flair expanding and offering Vancouver, and it's my understanding that the response has been great. We're looking forward. I'm trying not to look backward because it's not something I like to do during the pandemic. But we're very happy with this week and the response to Flair and it's embraced by the community.
Yeah, that's great. Mark Galvin, CEO, Windsor Airport, joining us this morning here on AM 800, Mike and Leah with you this morning. I think that one of the great things is that, you know, we hear about these announcements, Mark, and we have more options and it's more convenient. You know, it's just instead of having to fly or drive to Detroit or drive to Toronto to take a flight, to be able to do it from Windsor Airport, it's just got to be a huge benefit. And I would think, do you see the benefits from people in the business community and other businesses, industry in this area, taking advantage of this or even asking for different flight schedules to come to Windsor Airport?
Yeah, it's a good point, and we do. And I can tell you one thing that in all my conversations with not only our existing airline partners but our potential partners is when they see that these routes can be successful from Windsor, it opens up other doors. And so, you know, I always say, like, we can set the table, but the people got to come to the table, and they have to fly, and they are. But it really is something that opens other doors for other routes. And we talk about different routes all the time with different airlines, and they see that there's been success. And, well, you didn't fly here before, and then they're back doing it again in Halifax, Vancouver. We do get requests, and I get lots of requests. I can't walk my dog without someone yelling out someone from the porch or where they want to go, which is fine. But, you know, in a sense, that's good because the conversation, I think, is gradually changing and people are starting to say, can I get there from YQG as opposed to driving, you know, driving 3.5 hours to take a 2-hour flight or crossing the border?
You know, so talk to me really quickly, if you can. We're not quite into the throes of summer yet because the kids are still in school. So things will really pick up when people start to travel. And I'll tell you, Mark, one of the reasons why we've been driving to Toronto is especially Air Canada has not been consistent in getting people from Windsor to Toronto to make connecting flights. Do you have any idea if that's going to be any better this summer? I think I read somewhere that they were warning that it's still going to be a bit of a show, if you know what I mean. At Pearson this summer,
a fun show.
Yeah, with the number of people traveling. So, like, how do you prevent that and try to make sure that we have some consistency?
Yeah, it's a great point, and you're talking about going, you know, to the largest hub in Canada, right? And that's where the different struggles, I guess, were layered on top of each other in terms of shortages. I can tell you though, Our aircraft movements at Windsor Airport are as high as they've ever been, and that's because of the flight schools. So you got a lot of people in the pipeline training to be pilots to bring to kind of take the place of that shortage. So it's going to take some time, but you know, every day that goes by, they get more pilots trained, more certified, and that opens up more slots and more aircraft to be flown. And that's really what the struggles have centered around. So yeah, it's, you know, like I said, this ecosystem had never had a pandemic, something that brought it almost down to zero. So it does take some time for that to reset.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's all out of Toronto, really, right?
A lot of it, yeah, because it's the largest hub and it's got the most flights, right? So when you have these direct points like that we have, it's a little easier. There's no connection to be made and things of that nature. So, but, you know, I keep looking forward and saying, every day that goes by and we continue to fly and have people connecting to where they want to go and visit their loved ones or do business, and you know, we're closer to that ecosystem recovering.
Okay. Before I let you go, we got to get some Top Gun trivia. We always enjoy having Mark on to challenge us with some Top Gun trivia. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, so now we all know that Goose tragically died, very, very tough moment in Top Gun. Who was his first Rio that replaced Goose? And I'll give you a little hint. He had a nickname that had a celestial body in it.
Okay, I know it. Leah, any idea?
Oh, God, no.
Who this is?
No. None at all.
It doesn't get any better than that. It was Sundown.
Oh.
Sundown is correct.
Oh, God.
I knew it. I watched the movie last night because I knew Mark was coming on today.
Cheater, cheater.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks very much. That's it. That's it. That's
done.
Well, what do you want? What do you want? More trivia?
Yeah, because now I have my Google ready to go.
Oh, you can't Google.
I do have another question if you want another one.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. We got a minute.
This is the closest to. Now, there's some people have said this figure is false, but IMDb has it, so I'm going to say it. So, what during Top Gun the Navy recruitment went up by blank percent?
Oh man! So listen to the typing in the background from Leah on Google. I have no idea. I'm gonna say 25, Leah.
I don't even have any.
Yeah, she can't Google that fast. How much?
Well, again, they said IMDb says 500%.
500%?
500?
Some have said that's debunked, but that's why I gave you the Sundown one. I wasn't as confident in that one, but, you know.
Okay. I enjoyed that. That was good questions, Mark. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a great day.
You too.
Mark Galvin, CEO, Windsor International Airport, joining us this morning on The Morning Drive.